One of the things I did love, I have to say, was how many women took home ec when they really wanted to take shop. So right. That's how they learned to sew, which just cracked me up. So many of us have those unfinished home ec projects at home. Now, Lee, this is a record also of your family life. You have a lovely piece in here about your mother, who was a great seamstress.
Well, I admired my mother tremendously. She was a single mother. And I spent some time with relatives in Texas away from my mother, and she was then able to support me here in New Orleans, and I got to come and live with her, and she supported me by sewing. I went to high school at Sophie B. Wright High School, which was near, and she worked for Town and Country. At that time, you know, designing things. But before she worked in what was like a sweatshop the first time I came to stay with her in a summer. And she was in a room with many women from Spanish-speaking countries. I don't know which ones, even at this time. And there would be like 10 women sewing in this room and making very little money. And my mother had just a room. And eventually we had an apartment.
Did she teach you to sew?
I know how to sew, but my most adventurous sewing I have ever done was in Texas when I went back there with small children, and I made Vogue patterns. And Vogue patterns are very difficult, but to design something, I might change a little something, but not the kind of sewing that she did, which was just beautiful. Well, I mean, she did work on costumes for carnival, for the debutantes and such, but mostly she did children's clothes, exquisite children's clothes.
I know. There's a lot in this book about the special things that women made for infants, you know, bibs and special gifts.
She didn't sew for infants, but she talked about people that did, you know, in the sense that she admired the work because it was that very, very careful, tiny, tiny stitches on beautiful, fabrics, thin fabrics with lace and all kinds of embroidery and everything. That's not what she did. She did very chic little dresses for the children of uptown women at that time.
Wow.